So I'll return to our little fantasy in a little bit. But for now, why don't we talk about your current situation? You're sitting there at your little desk, typing away whatever menial job you happen to be doing, and I'm sure you're pretty bored, otherwise you wouldn't be on here, right? So, the real situation here is that you're listening to my voice, and you can't come. And I'm sorry about that, but not so sorry that I'm going to stop. So I was thinking a little bit about what I would do if I was under your desk right now. If I was on my knees, my head in your lap, rubbing my cheeks against those nice thighs of yours. I will have made myself up extra special. The whole nine yards. Eyeshadow. Brown, of course. I'll have put on my eyeliner, my mascara, double coat. I'll look pretty good. But I think the real key point here is that I will have smeared my lips with ruby red lipstick. I'll look a little bit like a 50s housewife, I guess. And I'll enjoy just stroking at your legs a little bit with my face. You'll feel my hair move against your bare arms if you have one hand underneath the desk. And I hope you will try your best to make sure that your coworkers aren't suspicious. That's very important here, because I'm trying my best to be quiet, not to make any noise. I'll make sure you're very excited. And I hope you know I'm very excited for what I'm about to do to you. I'm going to very slowly and quietly unbuckle your belt, unhook the little button on your pants, unzip your zipper. Maybe you can cough a little bit to make sure no one hears. And then I'll pull down your pants, take out your cock, and I hope it's already getting a little bit hard for me. I'll take my lipstick-covered lips and lightly kiss it. So lightly and sweetly. Like a little girl kisses her teddy bear goodnight. That's how I'll kiss your cock. And I'll feel it twitch and surge with blood. This will make me very happy. And just so you know, one of my favorite things in the entire world is sucking cock. I think I'm pretty good at it, too. So feeling your cock on my lips would get me very, very, very wet. I'd be there on my knees, dripping pussy juices into my little panties, thinking about taking you in my mouth. I would lick around the head very slowly, and I would kiss down the shaft. I hope you're keeping quiet. Make sure nobody knows what I'm doing. And then I'll start to take you slowly in my mouth. Suck on your head for just a second, then I'll come up and I'll look you in the eyes. And you'll see how much I'm enjoying this. You'll see the lust and excitement how happy I am to be underneath your desk. And then I'll very slowly, starting from the tip, inch your cock down into my mouth. Slowly. Slowly. I'll cover it with my lipstick. Smear it all over you. And then when I finally reach the very bottom of your shaft, I'll just sit there for a sec and let you feel my hot breath from my nose, the sweet warmth of my mouth, taking your whole cock inside. And then I'll start to move up and down, and I'll wiggle my head a little bit. And pretty soon, because I'll be trying to keep quiet, I won't want to slurp. It's not polite. I suppose my drool will start pooling down my mouth, down my throat. I'll look like quite a mess. And my makeup will smear all over my face. I'll be trying so hard to suck your cock, to give you the blowjob you deserve to have. And in the meantime, my pussy will be clenching because I'm so, so fucking excited to be sucking your cock. I won't worship your cock. They'll have to come up with a new word for what I'm doing, because I am so completely enamored with your cock, with taking it all in my mouth and my throat, that worship isn't a word that's strong enough. I will do anything to make you come. To make you come right there at your desk, while all your coworkers watch. And you'll have to do me the favor to try to come as softly and as gently as you can, even though I'm sucking your cock so nicely. I want you to stay quiet. Don't show a thing on your face how well I'm sucking. Just enjoy the sensation. Let it tingle in your brain. On your dick. And I gotta go get my laundry.